of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you. But do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries, they lengthen their tassels. They love place of honor at banquets, seats of honor at synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, you're all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. But whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Throughout Lent, the Church has us come back over and again to what we heard on Ash Wednesday, that twofold command to turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel, to repent and believe. Today in the opening prayer, we beg the Lord for all the help he knows we need to flee from what harms us and to be directed toward all that will do us good. What harms us is sin. All that does us good is this life of the gospel he gives us. So today we see both moments. At the beginning of the prophet Isaiah, the whole beginning of his book, he gets everybody's attention by calling the people of his day like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, the two most biblically well-known cities of sin, would have gotten their attention. Then he described through his emissary what sins he was talking about. Likewise, Jesus in the Gospel talks about the sins of the scribes and the Pharisees, who are externalists. He begins a 35-verse diatribe against them, how they do everything essentially to be seen. Remember on Ash Wednesday that Jesus said, "Do what you do in secret. Your Father who sees what is secret will reward you." And they were doing everything to be seen by others, lengthening their phylacteries, these boxes they would hang on their hair in order to contain scripture verses that they were supposed to be pondering, and then make it more and more noticeable. Likewise, the tassels on their cloak. You see a lot of that here in New York. Occasionally you'll see a Jew in which you might be able to see it, and then you've got the others overflowing out of their belts well below so that everybody would be able to see. The scribes and the Pharisees were externalists, outside like beautiful brand new tombs, but inside full of dead men's bones. And they liked the titles. That's what people needed to turn from. Sinfulness, all the injustices that Isaiah would describe throughout his book. And then likewise, even among the religious, those who were doing outwardly good deeds, but inside were dead. The second moment is the call to conversion, literally to turn away, to turn toward, and to turn with. And that's what the Lord says in words of hope. First, to the people of Isaiah's time, "Wash yourselves clean." Learn to do good. Talks about the good that's wanted. Make your reign justice. Redress the wrong. Hear the plea of the widow. Hear the plea of the orphan. Defend the widow. Come now, let's set things right. That adverb is so important. On Ash Wednesday, of course, we heard in that second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. St. Paul tells us, as an ambassador of Christ, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. God wants now to be the time of conversion. And he gives us something extraordinarily inspiring. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. Huge difference between the Lutherans and the Catholics with regard to sin is precisely this. Luther thought that God's redemption would just be nice white snow falling upon dung. And ultimately, it's still dung underneath. Catholics believe God can take dung and make it fertilizer. He can take our sins, that though even they be scarlet, and make them become white as wool. That even our sins can be helpful if they're the launching pad for our tossing ourselves into God's merciful arms. That's what God wants to do. He wants to help us precisely to not just turn away from sin and turn toward him, but because of our sins, turn to him more, trust in his mercy, recognize our need for it. And Jesus likewise gives us the path in the gospel of how to set things right now, but how to wash ourselves clean, to learn to do good. The greatest among you, he says, must be your servant. Often, when we think about loving our neighbor, we think about strangers that we find in ditches along the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. But Jesus stresses here that the greatest is going to be the one who serves the rest among himself or herself. For the greatest is the greatest in a convent. The greatest is the greatest in a home. The greatest is the greatest on one floor of an office building, or in one corner of that floor. That Jesus really wants us to set things right precisely by the way that we love and serve each other. That's always a big challenge, because it's so much easier to care for strangers than it is for those with whom we live. Why? Because things build up. We try to keep our distance. Try to make sure we don't offend and step on that landmine anew. We harbor memories of what the person said yesterday or 3 years ago. But this is the real path of Lent, the type of reconciliation that God wants us to make before we present ourselves as a gift before the altar. That the greatest, and he calls us to be great, will be the one who serves the rest among those whom the Lord gives to us each day. Hear the word of the Lord. Listen to the instruction of our God. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself in this loving service, responding to the Lord's help and receiving his gift to set us firmly in the direction of all that is good, is to receive Jesus in this way, who has washed our feet, makes himself the servant of all in order to ransom us, transforming us from the inside, from scarlet into white, from sinners into saints.